Welcome back to another episode of the KKLZ Morning Show.
Hey, turn it off!
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
What's on your head?
So what's that on your head?
What's that thing on your head?
What is that on your head?
It's a hat.
Look, it's a hat.
It is a wonderful hat.
It's just a stupid hat.
Legendary black hat.
Yeah, and why are you wearing it?
Because it's cool and I want it.
Because it's cool.
And it's
National Hat Day.
Happy National Hat Day.
Thanks.
And now?
It's showtime.
Yep, it's showtime now.
Showtime!
The Mike and Carla Morning Show, waking you up along with our executive producer, Morty, who's feeling a lot better this morning, Carla.
Good.
Yeah.
I was a little worried the last couple of days.
Yeah, well.
Didn't help last night that the VGK took another dump.
Yeah, I know.
We'll talk about that a little bit later on.
Everybody, just shut up.
I can't.
I'm sick of hearing it.
6:05.
Sick of hearing it.
It is Wednesday.
So I like Buffalo's uniforms. They have kind of a dark blue, don't they? It's like a dark blue and yellow. They're very pretty.
And their traveling whites are pretty cool, too.
Yeah, that's
one of those teams that you look at and they go, well, they suck.
But uniforms are
got nice unis.
Nice. They're fancy. Yes, they are.
I like it. They say sunshine today, maybe some clouds, windy, and a chance of showers tomorrow.
Yeah. That's lovely.
All right.
Perf.
Nobody told me about that. Mm-hmm. Jeez.
60 the high today, 63 tomorrow, so it shouldn't be too bad temp-wise. Only about 36 outside right now. You ready to go? Carla has her first take on some entertainment news coming up in a bit.
I have some breaking news. The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductees have been announced.
Boy.
I'll tell you who they are and who they're not.
Okay, we'll get to that plus some other stories after Thorogood. Destroyers, bad to the bone.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah.
It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
This is interesting. Billie Eilish will write and produce the theme song for the new James Bond movie, No Time to Die. She actually already did. It's interesting. It's just an interesting song, very slow, but those songs are always very specific and deliberate. 18 years old, she is the youngest artist to ever do this.
Wow.
As a matter of fact, I think Adele did it at like 24 or so, maybe 24-ish.
Does she even know who James Bond is? I mean,
yeah, well, the first one that Daniel Craig did, she was 4.
Okay.
So there you go. Yeah. Mandy Moore, This Is Us, which started up again last night and was awesome. She will release her first album in 11 years on March 6th. She was a pretty big pop artist back in the day, you know, 20 years ago.
Is it titled This Is Me?
I don't know. I'm not sure.
That would have been clever.
I'm not sure, Mike.
I mean, if I'm an A&R guy, I mean, I would have said.
And then there'd be a lot of people going, what? Who is This Is Me? That doesn't even work. Well, get it?
This is us.
Yeah, I know.
This Is Me.
I don't know. Candy 2.
Candy 2.
Candy 2. That's right. That was her big song. Yes. Word has it that Aerosmith is performing a career-spanning medley at the Grammys later this month, and Run DMC will join them for Walk This Way.
Hold on.
Very
hold
cool.
On.
Okay.
I do love this part. So they're going to do this at the Grammys.
Yeah. Yeah, with Run DMC. That's
awesome.
I could never decide if that song was more Aerosmith or Run DMC. I could never decide which one it was more of, but I sure like the version. Ken Jennings won the Jeopardy! Greatest of all time. He is the GOAT. Competition. He won it. His third game last night. James Holzhauer only had one win, and then Brad just, I don't know, he kind of just showed up. He was just kind of there. Poor guy. Couldn't do it. Just could not do it. And the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame has officially announced this year's inductees. Nine Inch Nails, Notorious B.I.G., Whitney Houston, Depeche Mode, the Doobie Brothers, who we will have tickets to later on in the show, and T-Rex. Nope, people, no Judas Priest. Sorry about that. But also, no Pat Benatar, which I thought was really odd. She's been around longer than most of them.
It's all politics.
It is. And change it to the Music Hall of Fame. Speaking of music, we will have a big concert announcement coming up in about 10 minutes. So keep it right there. Don't you move your patoot.
Tom Zook, first winner this morning, took home $1,000, $10,000 payday contest. his reaction when he got the call from the Beasley banker.
Nice. Thank you.
Yeah, very polite. Of course, we always want to know, what are you going to do with the money? Here's what he said to the Beasley banker.
I'm actually going to Florida next month. I leave on the 12th to Sarasota, and then I'm headed down to the Keys. So that's going to be my my pocket money for that trip.
Wow, got the whole itinerary.
Cool. Yeah, good.
So $1,000 to Tom Zook, your next chance to win less than 2 hours from now. He qualifies, of course, for the $10,000 grand prize, as very well you could. If you want rules and details about the 10K Payday Contest, it's right there on our website, 96.3KKLZ.com. Carla, you had mentioned, big concert announcement.
Yes.
Here it is. Bon Jovi is coming back to Vegas. Bon Jovi's coming back to Vegas. It's going to be June 20th, T-Mobile Arena. Tickets go on sale next Friday, January 24th at noon. We will have, although it's a short work week next week, we will have tickets all week long to win them before you can buy them to go see Bon Jovi at the T-Mobile Arena coming back to Vegas. So there's your big concert announcement. Bon Jovi back in Vegas. Coming up, a story about a guy. You know, you hear about these stories, these people getting stuck in stores and stuff. Well, I got another one. Got some audio from the guy himself talking about what happened. Do that here in about 6-7 minutes. It's Journey.
You're listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Yeah! Let's get crazy!
96.3 KKLZ.
Well, this happens every once in a while. Somebody gets caught in a store or a bank or something like that overnight because, well, they just kind of got confused and people closed down and they locked the doors.
Because it says 24-hour and it's not.
A guy in Utah figured out it's the 24-hour fitness center wasn't open 24 hours, got locked inside when they closed for the night. Here he is talking about it.
It's actually like a grocery store. It's a hard lock on there. You know, there's nothing that you can, like, switch and open up and just let them close behind you. That's when my search began. I'm sure the security footage will show that I covered every square foot of that place. I went upstairs into the offices and, you know, looked in all the downstairs offices. And I know every inch of that place now. I went up and checked out the fridge, see what people had been eating for lunch, and as they're looking through the windows, they are just laughing. They were the funniest officers I've ever met in my life.
Yeah, the cops were outside looking through the window saying, we'll get you out, but hang tight.
Well, he looked in the fridge. Did you look for a key?
Yeah, I know.
Mr. Wonderful?
under the potted plant?
Was it not under the mat? Or what? Jeez.
I think we've talked about this before. Yeah. Where's the last place you got trapped?
That gym. That dude should have worked out again with no other people hogging the equipment.
Exactly.
There you go.
None of the holiday people there. None of the membership for Christmas people there.
Has that ever happened to anybody where you get stuck anywhere? It could be. This is the woman that got stuck in a porta potty.
As soon as I was trying to sit, the whole thing just went on my back.
Yeah.
The door facing downwards, and I'm actually sleeping on it, and I could feel all the water and everything falling on me.
That's not water coming out of the porta potty.
Yeah.
It's not hooked up to plumbing.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Uh-huh.
Yeah. That was horrible.
Mm-hmm.
Being stuck in the porta potty with the door being faced down.
Yeah, it was tipped over. It was the one I think that blew over, I think, because the wind was.
702-739-9636. Can you relate? The last place you were trapped. Text or call. We'd love to hear from you. The guy who got trapped up in Utah at the 24-hour fitness, which wasn't 24 hours. When's the last place? Where's the last place you got trapped?
Yeah.
A couple of people texted in.
Audra said, I was stuck in a service elevator at College Theater with another actor for 2 hours. When we got out, I was starving. Well, needless to say, that's the first thing you think when you're stuck somewhere, too. It's like, oh, my God. Oh, I'm so hungry. I'm so hungry. And you might have just eaten, but it's like, I'm going to die. I'm going to die. I'm hungry. I'm hungry. Send carbs. Somebody Somebody slipped something under the door.
Something.
Yeah. Oh, Carrie. Always you get one of these. Does my first marriage count? Okay. Although I think the porta potty lady had it worse.
I think so, too. Carnitos is on the phone. What happened to you?
It was years ago at the old DMV on Sahara. In the bathroom.
Uh-huh.
I was in the bathroom.
Carnitos, how does that even happen?
You know, after 4:30 back then, nobody else came in.
Yes.
But everybody left out, and they locked the doors. And I told my friend, where's everybody? They were walking toward their car. We were banging on the glass door. Hey, we're in here, man.
We're in here,
oh,
man.
Oh, man. Did you have to wait till the next day to do your registration?
You actually got in line.
Yeah. They called my number while I was locked in the bathroom. Jeez.
So next morning, he's the first in line with his buddy.
Yeah. Oh, man.
They locked up real quick. We didn't even know that we were in the restroom. There was a guy cleaning, and then the next thing you know, nobody's in the lobby. The whole place was, you know, the light were off. We were like, what?
Yeah, when you hear click, click.
And I can't imagine there is an employee on earth who wants to get out of the building faster than a DMV employee.
Thank you. Yes.
Oh,
you have a good day, Carlitos. Thank you for the call.
You guys, thank you. It's a great job. Bye-bye.
I can't even imagine. Can't even imagine. Especially at the DMV of all places.
Oh,
all right.
Man.
Thanks for the call, Carlitos. Cindy Lauper right now. How would you like to start off the brand new year with $10,000 in the 10K Payday Contest? Details coming up soon on a win. Plus, a few things we think you should know coming up next.
Coming on the air to bring you essential news. Just a few things Mike and Carla think you should know.
Here we go.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
This is an amazing study. Looked at data from 8 million Americans to figure out when people are the most miserable. The answer, age 47.2. 2 months into your 47th year. Our happiness, they say, as adults goes in a U shape. We're really happy up till we're about 18 or so. Then we get miserable in our 20s, 30s, and 40s. Bottoms out at 47.2. Then we start getting happier again.
Really?
By the time you hit 70, they say you're as happy as you were when you were 18. Middle age is basically a reminder of the dreams that you had and didn't achieve.
Oh.
They didn't come true, they say. Sorry, but that's what most people said. But as you get older, you have a better perspective, and you're grateful for what you have and the life that you have, and you're happy again.
Well,
that
makes sense.
But they say once you hit like mid-60s or so, you know what? Life is better. And,
so I'm supposed to be the happiest right now?
You're going into it.
Yeah, you're going into
it. Yeah,
wow.
I don't know what's going
like 18,
on with you. But
you're living off of your parents, and then you have to go and live on your own, so that's when you start going down. And then 70 is when you go to retirement. So, of course, it makes sense.
And sadly, I think it's going to change a little bit now, too, for the next generation. I really do.
Yeah.
You know? I can't wait then.
I can't wait.
Yeah. No, the next generation.
I can't wait for me. Screw the other generation.
Exactly.
Not worried about anybody else.
Well, and here's an interesting statistic. Wine drinking went down last year about 1%, first time in 25 years that went down. Beer drinking went down for the fourth straight year. Overall, we drank more last year, though, than we did in 2018.
Just not wine or beer.
Right. It was replaced by more hard liquor and more hard seltzers. Those are huge right now.
The White Claw
and all that stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
The flavored water. That stuff's really
looks like you're going to have to amp up your game, Carla.
Yeah, I know. I guess so.
Wine sales are down.
Statistic. And a list of things we are worse at because of technology, remembering people's phone numbers, knowing how to spell, doing math. We just don't know how to do these things well anymore because of technology. It'll do it all for us. But we're better at cheating on our spouses now, stalking exes because of social media, and porn. Porn for everyone now, even alien porn. So
that's what
we've gotten better at, people.
Is that what we found out at CES?
Yes, a collective woohoo for the world. It is Tuesday. A few things you should know.
You know, I don't even know how this came up off the air yesterday. But when you said a picture, I think it was a picture of this girl popped up on your Facebook
page. And I said, oh, my God, there's my nemesis.
Your nemesis. Who says that?
You know, there are people that you look back on And they were in a huge part of your life, not even that you were friends with them. They were just a huge part of your life for whatever reason. And I know I've talked about this years ago, but a picture popped up because another friend of ours lives here. Mm-hmm. And they're friends, a good friend of mine, and she's friends with her. And when I was in college, first day of a communications class, we had to introduce the person next to us. Now, yeah. I knew this girl through other people. And they told you something like, Mike, you would say, this is what I am, and I've done this, and blah, 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 blah. And I would talk about it. So I said, this is, everyone, this is Sonia. It's Sonia.
Oh. And then from then on.
Okay.
She became your nemesis.
Oh. And she was this cute, teeny, tiny little tennis player who had, you know, the doctor's son that she was dating.
Yeah.
And I was still pretty hefty at that point in time. But she was this teeny, tiny thing. Now, I saw her just like when I was in Reno maybe a year ago or so.
Mm-hmm.
She's a lot bigger. That's all I'm going to say. She's a lot bigger than she is.
So you win.
Yeah.
Okay.
I do win.
All right.
I do. She was so rude. She couldn't have been more of a bah to me the whole time we were in college. Never.
This is in college, mind you, not grade school.
This was in college. No, this was in college. And we had mutual friends who are still some of my dear friends. And she was so rude to me. I don't know why to this day. Ugh.
It still bothers you.
Oh, it bothers me so much.
I just thought it was funny, the use of the word.
Nemesis.
The nemesis.
Oh, and that was the one for every time I walked past her or saw her on campus, it was like, ugh.
How many other people have one nemesis?
So mean.
From whether it be grade school, high school, or college, or just in life, you know.
Yes.
Generally.
What's the name? And you can just do first name.
702-739-9636.
What happened?
Talk and text lines. Do you keep track of them just to do that?
And when she said, oh my God, you look good. It was like, yeah, I do. You're fat. And I can say that. Because I'm a mean girl at this point for that 1 minute.
All
I was mean.
Text or call. We want to hear about other nemesises.
Your nemesis.
The Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Helps us start the day with warmth and vigor.
96.3 KKLZ.
So evidently we have to explain what a nemesis is.
It could be, you know, an enemy, an arch enemy, or it could be just that one person who did something that has just stuck with you.
Somebody texted in and said maybe you should explain
what a nemesis is.
I thought your story was pretty clear.
Yeah. Sonia. It's Sonia. In front of everyone in my communication.
I'm glad
class.
You've gotten over it.
Yeah. Thanks, Mike. Man, even
I don't know what more I don't know what I like hearing about more, the edge trimmer or Sonia.
Sonia. It's Sonia.
Yeah.
Well, Chris said, so a friend of a friend in college was always a jerk to me, and I never understood why, but he was always a jerk. Forgot about him for years, so I'm on Facebook last week, and then I saw him, and I remember how much I disliked him, and I want to punch him. Still want to punch him.
This is not grade school we're talking about. We're talking about college.
Mine was college. Well, here's Shanna. She said Olivia from elementary school. I was wearing shorts. I had to sit next to her on the bus for a field trip, and she poked my thighs and told me my legs were fat.
Ooh.
I didn't wear shorts again till I was 25.
Oh.
And I actually have skinny legs. Screw you, Olivia.
You know, Morty kind of went through the same thing, right? You had a nemesis.
Yeah.
That kept telling you were fat.
Yeah, and he would push me down. He was on my basketball team when I was in junior basketball.
Yeah.
See. And his dad was a coach. He was such a jerk. Pushed me down, called me fat. I mean, I wasn't skinny, but I wasn't also fat when
you
I
were chunky.
I was chunky.
Big bone.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, guess what? Guess who's fat now?
Yeah.
Added me on Facebook. Guess what? I can look at how fat you are.
That's exactly why I'm friends with Sonia.
Yeah.
Exactly. I see you put on a little more weight, didn't you, there?
Mine was, I couldn't remember. It's either Dave or Greg Kachina. And the only reason I mentioned his last name, because just the mention of his last name. And when I was a little kid, I wore my brother's baseball jersey, Babe Ruth baseball jersey.
Oh.
And he took it off he was like 3 or 4 years older than me.
Right.
And he took it right off me.
Oh, what?
And he said, jeez, that's mine.
Just, whoa.
Yeah, that, that's a blood view. And then when I got to high school, he was a couple of years. That's the one that he was giving me a hard time when I was like a freshman.
Right.
And then the head basketball coach, his daughter
went to fight for you?
She was in the same class, and she said, lay off.
All right, listen, lay off Mike. Knock it off.
I think it was the fact that that was the basketball coach's daughter.
Yes, exactly. Yeah,
I think it was an assistant football coach or something. Like
that.
I just looked him up on Facebook.
That's so funny.
Looks like a doofus.
See, exactly.
So I think we all win.
Did you ever get your jersey back?
No.
No. I have one from Jason, and I can't read it yet because I have to figure out how to word it.
Okay, do that.
Yeah, the nickname. Right?
John just read it.
Yeah, good luck coming up with the whatever.
Okay, we'll translate that and get to that in a bit. Did you find out how to figure out how to translate the... We're talking about nemesis from school.
Yes, and you know, so that kid that did one thing, or maybe they picked on you just constantly, or it was that one thing that stuck with you. Jason, now this is the one I had to translate.
Be careful.
Oh, yes. A kid in my class, we called him Douche McBag of Sticks.
Oh, you're rhyming?
Yes, I'm rhyming, Mike. Made fun of me mercilessly and openly through middle school and high school, yet somehow everyone else loved this guy.
Oh, that may even makes it worse.
Yes. And Chris said his name was Lewis. When I was a kid, he was kind of a friend, and then he stole all my baseball cards from me when I was in the bathroom.
Oh.
I confronted him on it, and he picked on me from that day on. Even punched me in the face one day.
Wow.
Years later, he said, yeah, I did steal your baseball cards. Oh, my God!
I thought you were going to say he came back to me and said, I did, here they are.
No.
Oh.
No. Okay. Well, never got him back.
That's too bad.
Probably worth money, too.
Just sick douche McBag of Sticks on him. Why don't you do that?
So you didn't say this. You said sticks.
Yes. Okay. Yes.
All right.
Yes.
See, my guy, the Dave or Greg Kachina, I mean, he was so bad. I would walk around the whole school just to avoid him.
Right.
That's how bad it was. Until the coach's daughter kind of bailed me.
Yeah, okay. Well, if that's what it took, then that's what it took.
And I would hang out with her, you know.
Oh, man.
All right. Well, everybody has one, I guess.
Yes, Sonya.
But who wins? We do. Because we have a morning show.
Because we get to talk about you now.
Yes, and how fat and ugly you are. All right. Another code word that we're giving away money, too.
Yes, we are.
10K Payday Contest, your chance to cash in. Coming up after Lionel Richie and All Night Long.
Here you go. Another chance to enter to win $10,000 in the Beasley Media Group Multi-Market Contest. This hour's code word, Bill.
Bill? B-I-L-L, Bill.
Like dollar bill. Now, text Bill for your chance to win $1,000 right now to 45911. That is 45911. Enter Bill online at 96.3KKLZ.com or on that free KKLZ app you do have on your smartphone, right? Again, the word Bill. You have 15 minutes to text it. Now, you get some weird number calling you in about a half hour or so, pick it up. Might be the Beasley banker telling you you are putting $1,000 in your pocket. Again, the word Bill. Text it to 45911. You've got 15 minutes to do it. Good luck.
Last hour reported, and everybody's buzzing about this news, that Gerard Gallant fired as coach of the Vegas Golden Knights. They're on the road. They lost last night in Buffalo. Tomorrow night they play again, but they have hired DeBoer.
Yeah.
And he used to be the coach of San Jose.
Yeah, they fired him in December, I believe.
Okay.
Okay.
So what are people saying? It's all over social media.
Yeah. Well, some people are saying, yep, blame the coaches, not the players. And other people are saying, blame the players, not the coaches.
Uh-huh.
One person said, well, downhill from here, man. One tough year and you're out? Come on. He's taken them so far. Bad games happen. Somebody else said, well, it's a business. Hopefully those that made the decision know what's best for the Knights. Good luck to them all. And you know what? The coach of the Capitals was fired right after he led them to the Stanley Cup. So go figure.
Yeah.
You know, there are just so many ways to look at this. You know, and there are a lot of things I can't say. Now, somebody else said Gerard was due to be relieved. I expected him to move on sooner than this. Was wondering when it would happen. So
I like the one guy who said, tell me this isn't true.
Yeah,
well, guess
it's
what?
True.
It is. Yeah.
It is true. And a lot of people are saying, too, you know what? This is something internal. You know, it didn't happen this morning.
Right. This had to be in the works for a while.
Right.
And maybe Gerard Gallant didn't know it, but.
Yes, exactly. Now, somebody else wrote, and I kind of said it off the air, perhaps Gerard Gallant already has something else lined up that he's looking forward to going to.
Maybe.
Who knows?
This person hit the nail on the head, but poor roster decisions by the GM are more to blame than the coaching. But there seemed to be a disconnect between the coach and the players.
That could be.
Yeah.
It could very well be.
Yeah, I think that's probably the most.
You know what? For everybody.
In the locker room or on the bench, I have no clue.
That's what I was going to say. There's a lot. We're not in the locker room. We're not in the office. Mm-hmm. We don't know. So maybe there was something going on between Gallant, the front office, some of the players.
Be.
But you know what? We're still fans. Go Knight Go.
Absolutely.
Go Knight Go.
Absolutely.
And we'll see what happens tomorrow night. Today, John said, and he'll have more on it a little bit later on, next half hour. They'll have a press conference.
Right. Sure.
Maybe we'll find out more. So we'll see what happens. All right. Sunshine today. Cloudy, windy. Chance of showers tomorrow. High in the low 60s both days. 38 outside right now. Carla has another take on some entertainment news coming up here in a bit.
Well, I'm going to tell you, who one of your next congresswomen might be.
All right. We'll find out more about that, plus some other stories. Announced earlier this morning, this band coming back to town in June. We'll have tickets all next week to give away. It's Bon Jovi.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, this is interesting. Of course, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction, the people who are being inducted, that was announced today. Now someone started a petition in the past couple of days to get the original MTV VJs inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I don't know that that will happen, but
you know what? Why not?
Why not is right. Now, some of you don't even know what those were. They were VJs. They were video jocks on MTV. The originals were Mark Goodman, Alan Hunter, Nina Blackwood, Martha Quinn, and J.J. Jackson.
Yeah.
They were all in there. You can still hear some of them in various shapes and forms across the airwaves. Now, one of them, who was the one that died? Was it Mark Goodman? I think it was Mark Goodman. No, J.J. Jackson. J.J. Jackson.
I can't remember.
He was the one that
but I'm like, why not? They started, they were a part of that whole revolution, video revolution.
Sure. Yeah.
That really changed music.
Yeah. Yes, absolutely.
And the way we listened, the way we watched it.
Yeah.
So why not?
Yeah, exactly. You're right about that, Mike. Now, a fan recently, this is so interesting, recently asked Sammy Hagar to comment on David Lee Roth's show. Sammy Hagar said, "Oh, Lord have mercy. I couldn't make it through one song. And I've tried more than once." He said, "It's a bit more like a comedy act these days." David Lee Roth having a rough time with his with his voice, it sounds like. And, you know, no surprise that they're not real good friends either, Sammy and Dave.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Baby Yoda, Morty, you might want to know this. Baby Yoda, so popular that Baby Yoda is coming to Build-A-Bear workshops.
Yep.
Star Wars fans will be able to build Baby Yoda at Build-A-Bear. Within the next couple of months, he'll be able to do that.
And it's going to be a bunch of adults, not kids, getting it.
It generally is in there, too. It's like, well, what are you doing?
Your birthday's right around the corner.
That's right.
We don't know specifically.
We don't know exactly when it is, but it's around the corner.
Yeah.
Because it's a new year, so. And Cardi B, she tweeted that she would like to go back to school and then run for Congress.
Oh.
Yeah.
Why
not? It's a big deal. She used to be a member of the Bloods gang, by the way. So it's surprising that she'd want to join a group that has even less respect.
With all the news that's coming out today, this isn't even a shocker.
No.
That's why I keep saying, why not? You know what?
Yes.
Give it a
Congressman,
shot.
Would it be Congressman B?
Maybe.
Or Cardi? Congresswoman Cardi? I don't know what that would be, but I'm not sure.
Okay.
Congressman B, maybe. I'm not sure. Letter B? Where are you?
Good luck.
B? Yeah.
Ladies, listen up. If you're not doing anything, Saturday, January 25th, we're all going to be out at the Galleria Sunset, 10 to 4, for a free event. Our annual Divas Day Out is happening. Nevada's largest women's event. Like we said before, it's absolutely free. Hope to see you out there. Lots going on. If you want to find out more, you can just text the word DIVA to 702-739-9636. Still reeling over the news.
Yeah.
And John Schaefer will have more on that here in just a couple of minutes regarding the firing of Coach Gallant from the Vegas Golden Knights. All right. 831. Hey, Carla, I want to play you this audio. This is, and you know what? It's what little boys do.
Yes.
A mom had placed her phone on the ground so it could film her trying to unload all the groceries from her car in one trip. You know, taking a video.
Oh, boy, yeah.
Then her 3-year-old son got the idea to turn his backside to the camera.
Oh, yeah.
And let a couple go. Listen to this.
Oh, jeez. Ah, oh, there we go.
Did you just fart?
Yeah. Okay. There we go.
Because, that's what little boys do.
That's what grown-up boys do, too.
Exactly. Exactly. Yep. Yeah. You don't want to live with someone again, Carla? No. No, I don't. Thanks. No.
Imagine how happy you could be.
No, I don't. No, sorry about that.
Why are you kicking the covers?
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Give me your key.
You're out. Hey, you were talking about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. We have those tickets for the Doobie Brothers to give away.
Yes, we do. We'll
do that here in a couple of minutes. And being Wednesday, it's going to be another segment of
Kazookie-Okie Wednesday.
We'll do that after Bob Seger and Old Time Rock and Roll.
What is your name?
The Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Hit me up to get stuff.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Okay, all week long, we're giving you a chance to win these tickets for the Doobie Brothers. Rock and Roll Hall of Famer.
Yep, that's right. It's official.
Coming to Vegas at the Venetian Theater. This is for a date in February. Plus, we're going to team it up with a $50 Visa gift card and CW prize pack. By the way, don't forget, Batman returns to the CW Las Vegas with a new episode Sunday night, 8 o'clock, Channel 33, Cable 6. And being Wednesday, it's another segment of
Kazookie-Okie Wednesday.
Identify the song by title we're playing on our kazoos, and the title's right there. I mean, that's what they would call the hook of the song.
Exactly.
All right, one more time. Here it is. We're on hold, but we'll get through news and weather, and then, of course, looking for caller number 9. We'll start with caller number 9. The correct answer, win those tickets for the Doobie Brothers and the prize pack from the CW, 702-739-9636, our number, so good luck. Giving you a chance to win these tickets for the Doobie Brothers with another segment of
Kazookie-Okie Wednesday.
We have Patrick on the phone. Patrick, can you identify by title the song that we're playing on our kazoos?
It is Jesus Is Just All Right.
Yes. Yeah, there you go, Patrick. Woo-hoo. Good job.
You got the tickets for the Doobie Brothers in February from the Calair Cooling and Heating Prize Closet. They're going to be at the Venetian Theater, plus that $50 Visa gift card and CW prize pack that includes a T-shirt and some other swag. So hang on the line. We'll tell you how to pick everything up. And thank you, Patrick, for listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Pat Benatar snubbed. She was snubbed.
I know it.
How do you let Whitney Houston in, but keep Pat Benatar out of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
Yeah, I know. Listen, maybe I think they should all go in. I think all the nominees should go in. Just put them in.
Yeah.
Just put them in. Whoever you think is on the list, put them in there.
That's it.
Jeez.
And Jan, just tell us who you want in, and then don't do the whole bogus vote thing.
No, and rename it.
I like your idea.
Rename it the Music Hall of Fame.
Congratulations, Tony Vassallo. He was the latest winner in the 10K payday contest. Got the call from the Beasley banker. His reaction?
Awesome. This is the best thing happened all my day.
Yeah, the day's early, too.
Yeah, it is.
Beasley banker wanted to know what he was going to do with the money.
That's a good question. We're going to have to find something to do with the family.
Yeah, something with the family.
Yeah, well,
it was almost like his wife was right next to him.
Yeah. Something with the family. Yeah.
That's what I'll do. Imagine what you could do with the family with $10,000. He's qualified for the grand prize, as well as everybody else who entered the word correctly during that 15-minute period. Your next chance to win less than an hour from now. Details about the 10K payday contest on our website, 96.3kklz.com. Weird, wild, wacky stories. Boy, oh boy. As we celebrate National Hat Day, coming up with the other news after Jimmy Buffett.
It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Here's some of the other news we think you should be aware of. Guy who's been in he's in a custody battle with his ex-wife in Iowa. He said, you know what, let's just settle this with a Japanese sword battle. I guess like in Game of Thrones, you know?
Yes, there you go. Like
nobody knows if he's serious or not, but we'll see what happens. Sometimes you feel like that. Let's just duke it out.
Yes, yes.
You know, lose or leave town. Pineapple on pizza has gotten a lot of attention over the past years.
Yeah,
I get it.
Right.
Not for me, but I get it, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Well, here you go. There's a place, where is this? In Denmark. A pizzeria in Denmark that puts kiwi on its pizza.
Okay. Not that different, really.
And the kiwi slices are circular, so they almost look like a green pepperoni
pizza.
Yeah, there you
go. So. Okay. Yeah.
It hurts me, but I get it. You know what? If you like that, that's fine, I guess.
See, look at you growing
sweet
up.
Sweet and savory.
It's that sweet and salty again.
That's, right in front of your eyes.
Yeah, I know. Wow, look at you. To see
look what I learned in the 8 o'clock hour. Or 7 o'clock hour.
Went from sex ed to kiwi on pizza. That's not code.
What a banner day for Mikey.
Oh, man. Well, listen, in Thailand, a school there, they got in trouble recently for punishing students who weren't singing the national anthem loud enough. School uses a decibel measuring app to track the volume of the students singing. Now, they have to sing over 85 decibels, but some of the little kids can't quite make it. So they got in trouble. They got in trouble, but then they said, nah, let's get rid of the decibel measuring program. Because it's really kind of a lot of pressure on these kids. So they don't have to sing that loud anymore.
Okay.
In Thailand. I don't know their national anthem. I don't know how loud you have to go with that thing. But I know ours, you don't,
No.
Take it down or not.
What was the punishment, though?
I don't know. I don't know what that was. The school kind of got in trouble because they weren't singing it loud enough.
Okay.
You don't want to mess around in Thailand with the national anthem. That's all I'm saying. And listen, South Carolina police, they arrested an 86-year-old bank robber, Gilbert. He literally shuffled into a B of A. Wearing a mask and holding a gun.
Aww.
Got an undisclosed amount of money. And cops caught him just a couple blocks
with his walker.
He couldn't go fast.
So the cops just walked down
the
street.
Pretend you're running after him. Dude, just pretend. Oh wait, Mr.
Running in place,
sir. You robbed the bank. Slow down. Yeah, they got the money back, and he was taken to jail.
Okay.
Poor guy.
It's Gilbert.
Yes, it is Gilbert. Oh, is that Gil? Oh no, it's Wednesday. Your other news
makes me feel good.
Good people makes me feel good.
It's Mike and Carla's feel good story that we like to call.
We do it every show. End it with a bit of good news. Don Miller actually sent me this brief little story. He heads up Hope Link of Southern Nevada. He said a short local feel-good story that deserves mentioning. It was all in a day's work. For John Stout is the man's name. His junk removal and site cleanup business had plenty to do. But when a 95-year-old woman called me at Hope Link for help because her tree roots had cut off the plumbing to her house just before Christmas. John was no stranger. He would never blow his own horn, but he took his team over to her house, fixed the problem, just for the blessing alone of helping out someone in need at the holidays. The plumbing was restored. They cleaned up her yard, wished her a Merry Christmas. He said nobody actually knows about this story but John and his team. And I just wanted to, you know, just recognize a truly wonderful and selfless act. John Stout is
his name. That's awesome.
Yeah, it really is. Boy, and I know from experience, my parents' house, that happened at their house. That's a big deal.
The roots and around the plumbing.
Roots grow into the, oh boy, yeah. It's a big deal.
And to do that on Christmas Eve.
Oh, man, I know it. Ah, come on.
Good job.
Yeah, John Stout, if you're listening, thank you
we
for doing
you.
That. And Don Miller, thank you for sending me that story.
That's why we say if you know of a good feel-good story, just submit it through the Mike and Carla Morning Show page at 96.3KKLZ.com. 9:38, getting ready to kick off the 96-minute morning music marathon. Recapping the show, okay, we found out at what age you are the happiest.
Yes.
At 18, and then you start the upswing at about 65, 70.
Yes, yeah. So in between 18 and like 70, life's going to suck for you. Just going to suck, people. Well,
see, I'm looking forward. Now I have something to look forward to. I'm going to be happy.
Hey, Mike, are you happy? Am I? I don't know. Yeah.
A couple of years. Get away from me. We also talked about your personal nemesis.
Ah,
those people that have, dogged you in grade school, in high school, even college.
Yes.
That when this comes up, you have that attitude like, oh, I still do not like that person.
You sure do, Sonia.
And also, guys, stay away from those blue pills they give bulls. I mean, I know it sounds good.
When the pill is bigger than your face, don't take it.
I'm going to take the bull. Well, did the word bull not frighten you off? Jeez.
We give this to our bull. Okay, yeah,
bull
be careful.
Viagra. Okie dokie. Wow.
Wendy Rush coming in next. She'll kick off the 96-minute morning music marathon. Also have that next chance to score $1,000. Qualify for the $10,000 in the 10K payday contest. Otherwise, you have a great day. Be careful. Be safe. Be kind to each other.
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
The greatest way to start my day.
Set the tone for the day.
If you missed the show today, catch up now. Download the Mike and Carla Morning Show podcast, as well as showbiz news, interviews, and more at 96.3KKLZ.com or on the KKLZ app on iTunes or Google Play stores. The fun returns tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. on 96.3KKLZ.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.